From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After one of the most contentious campaigns in recent memory and a very long night of returns, the 2004 election is over. This morning, Senator John Kerry conceded to his rival, President George W. Bush, in a brief telephone call.
The Kerry campaign realized that the state of Ohio, with its 20 electoral votes, would go to the president even when all of the provisional ballots were counted, and thus the Electoral College. The popular vote also went Mr. Bush's way by some 3.5 million votes. The president spoke to his supporters at a rally in Washington, D.C. this afternoon.
A new term is a new opportunity to reach out to the whole nation. We have one country, one Constitution, and one future that binds us. And when we come together and work together, there is no limit to the greatness of America.
NPR's Don Gagne has been covering the Bush campaign, and he joins us. Don, the campaign describes the president's win last night in sweeping terms, talking about Mr. Bush winning more votes than any previous president. A lot of emphasis on history.
Absolutely, and it's an emphasis on legitimacy, about giving this result that historic dimension. Remember, 2000, he didn't win the popular vote. He only won the presidency after the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in. So today, without mentioning any of that, they focus on the big numbers the president racked up yesterday as a way of saying, hey, America has lived with him for 4 years, and that raw number of votes is not just a vote of confidence, but a sign that there's no doubt about the voters' judgment as to the way he has done his job.
But has the administration ever admitted anything, any loss of legitimacy for the terms of the 2000 election?
Oh, absolutely not. They took office back then, even under those disputed conditions, and acted from the get-go like they had a mandate.
Well, Vice President Cheney introduced the president today, and he declared that the voters had given the administration a mandate. Any indications of what's ahead, what that mandate might mean?
Well, the president and the vice president today talked about continuing to stand with the emerging democracies in Iraq and Afghanistan, and to eventually get the troops home. They talked about spreading education reforms beyond elementary school, which was the focus of the No Child Left Behind Act of his first term. They talked again about reforming Social Security, letting people manage some of their Social Security dollars in their own accounts. But there are big questions about that in terms of what it would mean to the actual Social Security funds if money is diverted. So those are the kind of things they brought up, but no big sweeping things.
Any hints about the transition and about a new Bush cabinet for the second term?
There will be changes. There always are in a second term. People will be ready to move on after 4 years, some into the private sector or wherever. But mostly today, there's guessing about who will come, who will go. Much of the talk will certainly be in the days ahead about Secretary of State Colin Powell. There is widespread speculation that he feels he's done this job long enough, that he will go. Donald Rumsfeld over at the Defense Department, will he continue to lead the operations in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Defense Department? National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, questions about her, too. There's been a thought that she might leave the administration after the first term, but it's possible, too, she could go to a different job. So all of this will start to play out in the days ahead.
I want you to talk a little bit about Mr. Bush's message to Kerry voters and Democrats in his speech today.
Yes, he said that he needs them, that he wants to govern the entire country, and he said that he'll work to earn their support, and he'll do all he can to deserve their trust. But while the president talks about getting a record number of votes ever for a candidate, it's also true that a record number prior to this election voted for John Kerry, and that means a record number voted against the president. So he's got some work to do, and it's a question of whether or not he really will reach out to them. One of the main criticisms of him during his first term is that he has not, that he has governed mostly as a conservative. So a lot of Kerry supporters, Democrats, are very skeptical about that reaching out today.
Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne.